This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 348 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, well, it's going to be another Sounds from the Parks. Although this one's going to be a little bit of a toss back to a day gone by. Back to Epcot, when we used to have Honey Who Shrunk the Audience, and the pre-show. So now, I figured this week I'm going to do that one because that happens to be one of my favorites. Before I get to that, though, I want to really apologize real quick. You might hear the generator in the background. Unfortunately, our power's been out for about, 4 days now, 5 days now. We had a little spike. It came back, teased us, and then went back out again yesterday. So we finally got the generator up. We got the computer working. I am on the intranet, and I'm able to get the show up. Yesterday was my birthday, so because of that, I'm going to do one of my favorite pre-shows and shows from Epcot. It's long gone, unfortunately, but over at the Imagination Pavilion, you used to have Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, which, of course, is a takeoff of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, which was in a great show, great theater, all that other fun stuff. The pre-show is what brings me to it in that I love the pre-show they used to have brought to us all by Kodak. If you remember that pre-show, there's a lot of great photography going on as you listen to True Colors, a really, really good version of it. I know Cyndi Lauper has her version, and that's cool too, but to me, this is the real True Colors. I hope you guys are hanging in there. We're going through a lot of different things this week with the pandemic, with the protests, with the parks closing, opening, with the different things we're learning. It's just so stressful. So that's why I like these sound shows. You basically can throw it on, listen, and kind of forget what's going on around you just for a little while. So here we go, guys. Without further ado, True Colors, the Kodak pre-show from Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, and then right after, Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. Here we go. Take it away.
Thank you. Open up your mind's eye. There's so much to see when you realize you can do anything if you only imagine. Close your eyes and soon you'll see there's a place deep inside you that can set you free.
True colors are beautiful like a rainbow. One, two, three. I don't think this... Is this thing on? I don't think this thing is on. Can anyone hear me? Good, you can hear me. Hi, everyone. I'm Christy Smithers, an assistant here at the Institute. We're just about ready for you next door. But before we go in to see today's presentation, here's a message from my boss, the head of the Imagination Institute.
Hello, Dr. Nigel Channing here. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our annual open house. It is my pleasure to have you here, just as it is your pleasure to be here. For over 100 years, the Imagination Institute has honored the world's leading thinkers, dreamers, and innovators with the Inventor of the Year Award. This year's recipient, Professor Wayne Zielinski, holds patents on numerous unique, one-of-a-kind inventions, including the hands-free phone helmet, the hands-free personal grooming helmet, and his newest creation, the video camera helmet, which, if I'm not mistaken, is also hands-free. But what brought Professor Zielinski to our attention was not headwear, but his incredible shrinking and enlarging machine. Although he's had some small setbacks, he has demonstrated a truly enormous gift for imaginativeness. Today, before receiving his award, the good professor will demonstrate for us his latest inventions, all developed right here at the Institute. Before we begin, I have one special reminder. Do remember, safety goggles must be worn during the presentation. But please, for your safety, do not put on the safety goggles until you are safely seated, safely inside the theatre, safely. Yes, right. Now, please gather up your personal belongings and move all the way into the auditorium. See you in a few moments. Cheerio.
Machine to not only shrink my size, but also my personal hover pod. Now I get 22 miles to the teaspoon. Whoa, watch out, those blades are sharp! Oh, hi, how you doing? Having a good time? Anyway, this machine combines speed, altitude, and hovering capabilities, left and right, all controlled by this little delicate piece of machinery. Whoa! Whoa! Nothing to worry about! Whoa, watch out! You know, I didn't invent an emergency brake yet, but I'm in full control! Watch your head! Now what do we do?
Start the show!
Go!
We're not ready to start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chairman of the Imagination Institute, Dr. Nigel Channing.
Oops. Thank you, and welcome to our annual open house. On this day each year, we recognize our most innovative scientist, and this year the award is going to a true genius. At the moment, he is only a little man, but believe me, he has big ideas. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you
the Fine Mike control box?
Zelensky, watch out for the...
Sign! Sorry, I'll pay for that!
Whoa!
I'm okay! No problem! I'll be back!
Well, the professor certainly knows how to make an entrance. Not to mention an exit.
Get that man back here immediately.
Yes, sir. Oh, hurry up. Right away.
Well, we seem to have a little time on our hands, so why don't we... Why don't we meet the inspiration behind the perspiration? Let's meet the professor's wife, without whom the professor would not be
wherever he is today.
Let's meet Diane Zelensky.
No, really, no. I'm sorry, but I've got to go help find Wayne. Nikki, you watch Adam, okay? Quark, fetch Daddy.
Hello, Diane.
Hello. Nice to see you. Bye-bye.
Wait.
Here we go again, Quark.
Well, why, Diane? Why don't we meet the rest of the professor's family, his two sons, Nick and Adam. What? What is that?
It's my python, Gigabyte.
Snake!
Didn't want to leave him in the van.
Why would you leave him in a van? And does he also have a dangerous reptile secreted about his person?
He brought Photon.
A snake?
His mouse.
A mouse? How cute! Let's see him! Oh, Photon! And what do you feed Photon?
Jelly beans, boogers, and pizza.
Anyone find Zelensky yet? Over.
Well, if the professor were here, we would be demonstrating his dimensional duplicator.
I can do it.
What?
I spent time in the lab with my dad.
Why should I entrust the most expensive piece of research equipment to a boy with a snake around his neck?
Because I can turn it on.
Right! Bring on the duplicator. Oh, this dimensional duplicator was developed right here by the professor. This fantastic machine can make exact replicas of any object at all.
Insert item to be duplicated now.
Now, as I understand it, Nick, all you do is you drop the object into the chamber, you press the button, and presto! It's so easy, even a child can do it. So now all we need is something to duplicate.
Commencing copy mode.
What? Adam! Get down, you're not supposed to play on that!
No,
quickly, turn the machine off! Ted, turn it off!
I don't know how!
What do you mean you don't know how? I thought you said you knew how to work it!
He only showed me how to turn it on!
Oh, great! Well, pull the plug!
There is no plug! It's got nuclear power or something!
This nuclear what?
Where are all the mice going?
Towards the theater.
Into the audience?
What do we do about the mice? Quick, get hold of the event generator. We'll generate a big cat.
Well, of course we only did this so we could demonstrate Professor Zelensky's no-mess hollow pet.
How my dad build it.
Really?
It's perfect for those who long for the companionship of a pet, but none of the associated mess or mice.
Give it more power.
Too much! Too much!
Sorry!
Dad!
Ah, Professor Zelensky. Care to drop in and join us?
Don't worry, this baby stops on a dime! Anybody got a dime? Okay, hit it towards me! Hit it!
Dad! You need some help? Dad!
Is he alright?
He's okay, he's back to normal.
Size, anyway.
Over here.
You're not doing that. Gotta work out a couple of kinks in that thing, but otherwise it flies beautifully.
Oh, sorry for the delay, everybody. But strange things can happen when you're the size of a cocktail weenie. Just ask my son Nick, he'll tell you about it.
Dad. Professor, maybe this isn't a good day to demonstrate the shrinking machine.
Oh, nonsense. It's a great day for it. Now, what were we gonna shrink?
Bring out the family!
The family?
Oh, no, just their luggage. You see, that's the amount of luggage that the average family takes on vacation. But now, with the help of my new, more powerful shrinking machine, all that luggage is going to fit right comfortably in the palm of my hand.
Activation.
Dad?
Silencio, what's going on?
He's under control here.
Are you sure?
Don't worry, I just have to reach for this thing.
Oh, I'm trying to give a demonstration here, Zelensky.
There's a switch over here that I'm having a hard time
with. Just turn it off. Which one? I'm going to do something else.
The blue one.
They're all blue.
They are?
Please make sure you have your safety goggles firmly secured on your forehead.
Look out! Look out! Ah! 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 Ah!
Don't just stand there. Get Zelensky.
Yes, sir.
It's okay. Don't worry, everybody. I've been through this before. Dad! Dad, we're down here!
Everybody okay in there?
Watch it, Dad. I'm down here.
Oh, there you are, Nick. Sorry, everybody. The machine blew a fuse. I got some more in my office. I hope.
Good luck!
Wayne, thank goodness you're all right. Is everything okay?
Honey, I shrunk the audience.
You what?
I'll be right back.
Wait, where's Nick?
Mom! Hey, Mom! I'm down here! I dropped my snake. I think he might be over there. Can you find him for me?
She didn't land on anyone, did she?
Mom!
Don't worry. She'll be fine. Look. Just stay in your seats, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll blow you up as soon as possible. You know what I mean.
Be careful with it! And don't jump or anything! They should be used to this by now. Uh-oh! Here comes trouble!
Ooh, little people.
Alright, don't even think about it! Adam! You almost blinded us! What are you trying to do? You little rat! You don't think?
I need some little people to mom.
Adam! Adam, don't pick us up! Whoa! Adam! Slow down! Whoa! Adam, put us there! Wait!
Adam, easy, Adam.
Get in the theater!
Easy!
Get in the theater! Adam!
Come on, Adam.
Whoa! Wait! Hey, look, we're on TV! Whoa! Adam! Stop!
Don't touch it.
Stand still, Adam! Christy!
Interesting.
Christy, hey, my dad. Go find Professor Zelensky!
Get okay. My dad!
Adam,
go.
Just walk
Adam,
for your girl,
turn around.
Hi, Mom. Look what I got.
Adam Zelensky, you put that theater back where you found it right now. March, young man.
Listen, Adam.
And for goodness sake, don't drop them.
Adam, don't drop them.
Right?
Don't.
On second thoughts, Adam, maybe you should just give it to me. All right?
Not again.
Come on, Adam.
No.
Just leave the theater.
Adam.
Thank you. Okay. Just put it down gently. Put it exactly where it was, otherwise the exits won't line up. Down. Good boy. Zelensky, have you fixed that thing yet? Hold on.
No! Gigabyte! Don't make any sudden movements. I haven't fed him yet today. Help! Somebody! Down here! Oh! Way to go, Quark!
You know, Nikki, if these kind of things don't stop happening, no one is going to invite us anywhere.
Mom, just tell Dad to hurry before one of those Disney sweeping people comes through.
Okay. Come on, Adam.
He's fixed it! See? I told you everything would be fine. Zelensky, this had better work. Otherwise, the Institute will be ruined. Think of all those tiny losses.
Hold on, everybody. Here we go. Way to go, Dad. Hey, little buddy.
You did it, honey.
Nick, you were so brave.
So, it is with great pleasure that I present the Inventor of the Year Award to Professor Wayne Zelensky.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, When I began tinkering in my attic just a few years ago, Nick, I'm in the middle of my acceptance speech.
Got a big problem.
How big?
Humongous.
Wayne, you didn't.
Honey, I did. I blew up the dog.
Awesome!
Bring in the curtain! Bye, everybody! See you again same time next year! With any luck.
Stay quiet.
Bring that dog!
Stay, boy!
Hurry, call security!
Work it! Get over here!
Oh, watch out for his
dead.
Tail!
Man, not dead!
You're doing this crushing institute property!
Stay quiet!
No!
Stay, boy!
Help! Call the SPCA! Call the National
Guard!
Come
here, boy! Come here! Come here, Court!
Come on, Court! Sit!
No, 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 no,
don't sit!
Bad boy, Quark. You know better than that.
Isn't this dog
trying to get in the cable? Disgusting. Oh, here we go.
Mortals pay a token fee, rest in